Week 3, Activity Overview. This week's activities are as follows. 1. Igniting our pelvic breath. In this video, we will be doing a simple practice of breathing into our pelvis while moving our hips. This practice can be stimulating and enlivening. You will want to go much longer than this demo, and I encourage you to use delicious music and really get into this. 2. Enlivening our ovaries. This video covers another simple yet delicious practice of breathing into our ovaries. Very rarely do we pay attention to our ovaries, and normally only when something is wrong. Yet regular breathing into our ovaries can not only keep them healthy, but it also deepens our own subtle awareness of our pelvic power. This practice works because it creates accentuated blood flow into our pelvis and ovaries, which, in turn, enlivens all the cells and tissues of this area. Since stagnation is the major culprit behind most of our female issues, doing a practice that enhances circulation is vital to our sexual health. I will break this practice into 2 parts. Part 1 is the energizing breath, where we imagine that we are in contact with the delicious energy within our ovaries. I like to think of this like a warm, thick honey nectar. We will visualize moving this nectar from our ovaries into our ovarian palace. In this image, we can see the imaginary movement of your ovarian honey nectar moving into your imaginary ovarian palace. So as we inhale, visualize your ovaries breathing in. And as we exhale, visualize that honey nectar flowing into your ovarian palace. Inhaling to your ovaries and exhaling to your palace. In part 2, we will imagine this nectar moving through our sexual organ and lower body. Imagine a water wheel inside you. My hands and arms are only showing what I'm visualizing inwardly. So we'll begin by 3 simple breaths, small ones. The first to your clitoris, the second to your perineum, and the third to your tailbone or coccyx. You're going to hold the breath here for a moment. And then gently allow your exhale to travel up your spine and fill your kidneys. Then you'll inhale to your kidneys, big breath. And then you'll exhale forward over to your navel. Take another big breath into your navel. And then gently exhale down into your genitals. Once we've done that circuit, then we allow ourselves to breathe naturally, visualizing the energy moving in a small circle. We're going to inhale up from the genitals to the kidneys, and then exhale back down from the kidneys to the genitals. Inhale, kidneys, and exhale, genitals. Third, and last but not least, is beautifying our breasts. Breast massage is essential not only for our breast tissue health, but also to reinforce a deeper connection with these pillows of love. Even if you cannot do this particular practice daily, see if you can make touching your breasts with love and appreciation a daily practice. It will help the lymph to circulate. Also, our nipples are intimately linked with our endocrine or hormonal system. So by stimulating them, we stimulate our hormonal system. This is very important before any sexual practice and, of course, before lovemaking. And for those of you who've given birth, this stimulation helps to contract the uterus and bring it back into its healthy, vibrant shape. So enjoy this practice topless and possibly using a silk cloth or using a beautiful rose oil such as the Weleda Wild Rose Oil or any edible oil. If you wear underwire bras often, then breast massage is essential as underwire bras tend to inhibit proper blood and lymph flow into the breasts. If you use antiperspirant, stop now. It is essential that your body can detox itself. Otherwise, the toxins that would normally be released out through your sweat will drain into the lymph nodes near your armpits. This is highly toxic for your body. Also, it is very healthy for your breasts to move around, so once in a while, set them free. So just a little reminder, there's actually a fourth training video this week, but it's all of the warm-ups put together into one gorgeous flowing video. So you will have access to the entire routine without having to click around and pause and find the right video. You can use this final routine video for the rest of the Multi-Orgasmic Woman course. Okay, so let's jump into the practices for this week.